Hey everybody, hey to nobody, what's going on? It's 7:29, so I see 7-Eleven and 7-Eleven. This is how I see things, my friend. Even those that pretend to be a friend, in the end, it's just a trend. So, I'm going to talk about today's energy. Today's energy. So, when you add today's energy up, I already told you I seen 7, which is July. And then I seen 2 and 9, which equal 11. So, right there, that's 9. And then you got 7 again. So, we already at, what's that, 16? So, 7 plus 16 is 23, right? Did y'all get that? So 23 is about 5. I think that's right. Yeah, that's right. So you get 23, and so that today is about change. It is about change. You got to change the way you see things, change the way you do things. But that would be the energy of the Queen of Hearts. She can be very, very moody and go through a change real quick. You be thinking she doing this and she doing that. You know what I'm saying? So I looked at the Queen of Hearts. First, she introduced herself to me because she wanted me to look at something tomorrow. So I looked at it and then said, no, you might have to go this way, because it made me look at my Jack. But for some reason, the Queen made me look at my Venus card, the 7 of Spades. So when I look at the 7 of Spades, I look to see if I was the 7 of Spades. Go from there. Go from the Venus card. So I know it's a bridge, but what am I bridging? So then I looked at the 7 of Spades and see the 7 of Spades has the 8 of Hearts as its Neptune card. Well, the 8 of Hearts is my reward card. So though I know the 7 of Spades will assist me because it is its Neptune card. So I need something to navigate through Neptune. I understand that. I'm going to Neptune. I understand that. It wants to show me directly what Neptune looks like. Okay? So if that's Neptune, then we look at the 6 of Clubs, which is my cosmic lesson, as the 7 of Spades Pluto card. And then my cosmic lesson is Pluto to the 7 of Spades, right? So I'm looking at these cards and they're talking to me and they're revealing themselves to me. So I gave honor to the Queen of Hearts because I know her energy so well. I think I know her energy so well because hearts and then clubs. And it's kind of like, you know, the clubs gonna protect. I understand why the clubs would protect the heart. Because we're trying to understand why the heart feel like that. No, don't do the heart like that, because mentally my mind is my belly is in my brain, so I can feel the heart, but I can think about it and verbalize what the heart is going through, because the heart is emotional and the heart can be nurturing, but the heart can be complex and moody. We ain't even got to the passion. We just talking about the emotions, the newness, the simplicity, the innocence, if you will. Okay? So now we get to the 6 of Spades. And look at the 6 of Spades, because the 6 of Spades is moon to the Queen of Hearts. But the 6 of Spades is also my moon. So I'm understanding this so much more. So much more now that I look at it as energy. And now that I know that energy's sometimes put a costume called a body. But what about those energies that don't have a body? They got to intercept somewhere. I sit right there. They be coming in. I don't know how many times I can say that. They be coming in now. Okay, so looked at the queen. And what do I desire? Because it's about looking at these cards for what they are. When you start out, and then you can understand the energy you're dealing with. When you start out in Mercury, the mental. Then you move to Venus, the emotion, the heart. Then you move to, and Mercury is the mind. So it's mental. It's just next to the sun. So sun needs somebody to talk to, so it talks to Mercury. But it can talk to Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and you go through these phases. So what you thought about now in Venus, when they say you're pregnant, you're getting pregnant with it. With the thing you thought about, things you've been thinking about, things you dream about, things you talk about, Mercury. Now we in Venus. And I don't just want to think about it. I love what you were saying, Mercury. Oh, yes. Let's get together and make it. So now you get impregnated with this. It can be mind or it can be physically. Physically you are. Because you are physical. Okay? But what about when you don't have a physical? Okay? Because energy never dies. So the energy is there. Now we move into our Mars years. We move into our Mars years at 26. Well, 26 is the last year. We go into it at 27, okay? So now the things that we've been talking about and thinking about and dreaming about, now we love the fact that we're going to make this come out. And in Mars, with the passion, we go forward. So now we're going forward. We're doing all these things we've been dreaming about since we was a little kid, since before we was 14 years old. And we kept on talking about it because we started really loving the idea of the things that I was thinking about as a kid. I can do as an adult or as I'm growing. And now we're in our Mars years. So now we done made it. And we done made it. And the thing that we make going into Jupiter, it will get bigger. So if you making mud pies out of milk, like when I say milk, the nurturing of it. What did you make? What did you put your mind on? If you put your mind on bullshit and then you get in Mars and that's what you make, it's gonna get bit more bullshit going into Jupiter. So that's why I'm being very intentional about I see you for you to be you, to help you navigate. And as these doors open and these cubes move around and shift and show, it's the science behind it. It's not, that's how come I'm glad people say it's not Hollywood, it's not spooky. It's just a conversation. It's just cards and conversation. Them two Ks. It's that energy of 29-11. That's what it is. So I feel like the bridge is 7. So I feel like to get to that 11, it's got to be a bridge on both sides. So that's the energy of the day I'm looking at. It's got to be a bridge on this side of the one. And it's got to be a bridge on this side of the one. And those are those 2 7s. So if you was look at the 1 as a drawbridge. And the 7 can lay down. And you can walk across the bridge. Because Neptune is under the bridge. The water is under the 7. So if the bridge falls, walk across. Because when the bridge is closed, then you stuck with the 1. Just you. It's a bridge. Today is a bridge. Today is a phenomenal bridge. I understand. today is a bridge. And this is how I see it. The sevens drop down on the energy of the 11. This is where the veil is. One on one. That's how I see it. I'm just saying. And then one and one becomes two. This is how I see it. So, I just want to leave that little thing. You know, I am a club. So, most of the time I'm talking to myself anyway. But looking at these cards, I needed to document my findings of the day. So, looking at the Queen of Hearts today, that's the energy. But the Queen of Hearts is my transformation card. So, reading that, I realized that I took my moon card and her moon card. Or it's my cosmic moon. It's her moon. Because it helps me to transform into her. Why would I? It is important to know the energies and then understand how the energies are going to work with you. So if she say, call me this day, call her, because she's going to get you a bridge, call the number and be ready. I'm just saying. So, the Queen of Hearts on 7/29/2023. 7/11 or 2. I like the 11 better. 7/11/7. Backwards and forward is 7/11. I'm just saying. And that still equals 7 if you look at it that way. I'm just saying, man. It's awesome to me. It's awesome that an energy took the things that I had been learning since I was a little girl and made it make sense. And the nobodies I talked to as a child, I can learn how to take that energy with me and be the queen. That's why I'm not getting off my square. People don't know their cards, and they don't know how fortunate they are, and they out here doing bullshit that ain't even necessary, trying to have a fucking pity party. Don't go there, child. I heard the Queen Mother say, calm down. Okay. The Queen Mother sitting here. Okay. Last weekend? The 26th, whatever the day the 26th was. It was the Queen Mother's birthday. It was my aunt's birthday. But the Queen Mother came upstairs and hung out with me. So I want to say hey to the Queen Mother. Because you know what? I got to see the Queen Mother before she went to the dirt. I did. And this is how I know that it's bigger than me. These energies are way bigger than me. Way, way bigger. It's the 29th, so 3 days ago was the Queen Mother's birthday. So if it's the Queen of Hearts, it's the Queen of Hearts. What did I say my aunt was? The Ace of Clubs? What is it? I like to be for sure. It was the three. It was the two. Oh, that's right. I figured out the reason why the Queen Mother showed me my passion, where I'm passionate at. Because she the Two of Clubs. That's how come I can talk to the Queen. That's how come I talked to the Queen before I met her. Because she is in my life path. For life. We was connected. That's how come I was buzzing. This makes sense now. the day that I met the Queen Mother, that makes so much sense. It is the 11th. She is the 11th. That is the reason why she could come to me so easily. She is my passion. I'm passionate about learning this stuff. And she gifted me so many things. She's smiling at me right now, y'all. She had me. She was wishing that stuff out of me. She was, and I didn't even know who was doing it, but it was my aunties covering me. Tour was the Two of Clubs. The Two of Clubs, be looking out for your girl. The Two, that passion. Yes. So that means I have loved the Two of Hearts on so many different levels. Cause it's energy in so many different levels. I've experienced the Leo Two of Hearts. I've experienced the Virgo Two of Hearts. I've experienced the Gemini Two of Hearts or the Cancer Two of Hearts. I've experienced them. It is wonderful. Wow, Queen Mother is in my life spread. That's how come she my nana. I love my nana. My nana love me. Yep, she is my nana. The Chief High Priestess, Queen Mother, Dr. Nana Oshun Dada Nefertiti El Ajuma. Ajuma. She always say, girl, we're doing all that. I probably said it right the first time. She is the Chief High Priestess. Is one of the highest honors bestowed. To whom much is given, much is required. The duty of the Chief High Priestess is to follow the footsteps of the ancient ancestors. Which means that she is a traditional healer, a herbalist, a naturalist, and a spiritualist. In 1995, Queen Mother chiefs and kings from Ghana and Nigeria came to the U.S. and installed Oshun Dara with the highest honor bestowed upon a woman in Africa. Queen Mother Oshun Dara. In our ancient African tradition, the Queen Mother is one who crowns the tribal queens. No man can ever become a chief without the recommendation of the Queen Mother. The Queen Mother serves as the voice of reason, insight, and wisdom, and she represents the culture of the society. I'm just saying, celebrate life. The Queen Mother was a Two of Clubs, and she is to be honored. So I will be talking about the Queen, and I will be talking about Hazel tomorrow, too, because they talked over me yesterday. It won't happen. I mean, yesterday is past, so yesterday. I don't mean immediately Friday yesterday. I mean things of the past yesterday. Because it's not like we think it is. It on the other side, it ain't. Time don't go like we think it goes. This is something else. This side is what we dream it is. But it's something else in reality. Okay, so I just want to do that. I just needed to talk to somebody. So when you sing with them ones, you have a one-on-one. And record it. Because now you got documentation. You need a witness. Something about a witness. Mm-hmm. But I do have to be careful. But I also have to know and have faith that the universe and these cards and these squares, the yellow brick road is these cars colored yellow. The streets are paved with gold. That was the lie that the wizard told. They are though. I'm just saying. They are though. It's a metaphor. Those are cards on the ground. Alice in Wonderland. There is so many lessons and people just overlook the cards. You gotta pay attention to your life. Spread. You gotta pay attention to these tools that were put out here. They're not secret. The secret is you ain't looking for them. The secret is you think you just started your journey. It started at the moment of conception. The secret is all you gotta do is look at the moon and the stars and the days, and you can come back to the days where they played in the sun. I'm just saying. Hey, 2105, I know what that is backwards. 2105, I am full. My belly is full, my brain is full. I am full. I had a 101 and I recorded it. And there is the witness that I needed. I kept saying, I need a witness. I want a witness, right? The Queen Mother was sitting here. So of course I'm gonna talk about the chief high priestess. She is the chief high priestess. In 1995. This is the documentation. I'm holding it in my hand. Celebration of life. Celebration of life. Why are we sitting here and I'm teaching? It was 2211. That was 2211. I'm telling you. It's 1251 where I'm at. Right? So let's look at the energy of the word, the celebration of life. Okay? And remember that it's Queen Mother Nana. Okay. The Queen Mother was a Two of Clubs. We're going to remember that when we look up what we're looking at. Then I'm going to break it down. And then I'm going to go ahead and go where I'm going to go. Yeah. But I have to communicate. So, I know she in my database. There she go. I was gonna say, don't do me like that, Queen Mother. Queen Mother. Don't do me like that, Queen Mother. Oh, I don't know why it always take me somewhere I don't wanna go. Y'all messing up my flow. Y'all stepping on my toe. Y'all not let me do what I already want to. Y'all saying no. And sometimes the universe says no. And sometimes the universe seems as if though it's messing up your flow. But it's not. It's telling you we can go toe to toe. Okay, I had to stop for a moment. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I was talking about, but I know I've been looking at these cards. So I know I was talking about the Queen Mother, and she is the Two of Clubs. We was talking about the Two of Clubs. So then I just got a call from the Jack of Clubs, so I had to remind the Jack of Clubs. But then the reason why I can see things are teaching me truth of the things that be quickly, like Mercury. You see, I love it. Gemini, the Gem and I. Ooh, we possible hidden energy, the possibilities. And if you don't get it in the sun, The moon is right there, expanding things. Jupiter in the moon. Gemini. The Gemini. I'm just saying. Don't let this pass you by. Yeah. When you decide that you want to fly, look up in the sky. You see that blue? That's what I do. I'm on both sides. I ain't trying to lie. I ain't toot my horn because this is a humble position. Very humble. And the energy be passing through that. It's like a veil right there. But it's not what you're looking at. So don't stare at the sun. That ain't what you're looking at. I'm just having a download, I do believe y'all. Okay, so come on back. 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 Yeah. So they had to remind me today, I'm never alone. They told me that when I was a little kid. When I used to be in the bedroom and under the blankets is where I hid. I'm never alone. And now I understand why the nightlight had to shine. I think I looked up nightlight by design. I think I did. Yeah, but the jack of clubs. Dubs on dubs on dubs. Yeah, I truly understand the energies, the guides and the guards are the cards. They're the cards. They just is. They are. That's how come I love. When I say I used to love Alice in Wonderland, them cards was walking around and they had hearts on. I think that's when I fell in love with hearts. But if I'm the queen of hearts, I would love hearts to that magnitude. That's how come I love Alice in Wonderland. Because I transform into the queen of hearts. So when people don't let me play with them, I understand. And it pisses me off. And I'll be like, off with their heads. It makes so much motherfucking sense. I've been giving people my position. Listen, I transform into the queen of hearts. I get it. And that's because I couldn't see me for seeing everybody else. But those were pieces of me that I was seeing shining on other people. So once you sit with self and realize what is left, that's the test. That's the test. That's the reward. Ongoing. Love, 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 love. My reward is in Jupiter. It's the eight of hearts. My heart is protected. It is. It is. I get it now. It is protected. Because my Venus card will protect. It's a bridge to protecting my reward. Sha. The Pluto to the Three of Clubs makes sense. The Seven of Spades is Pluto to the Three of Clubs. It makes so much sense. Fighting is. And talk about that. Makes sense. It makes sense. People are just the energy that they was born under. And you can understand or you can fight it or you can go in and don't know shit about it. I won't be that one. I'm just saying. I'm going to understand it. I'm going to have cards and some conversation. I am. That's it. And now I understand why my cards was the playing cards. Coming out my mouth. Or no, the cars, the other K. I see it now. It is, was just the playing cards. That's all it was. It was just the playing cards. Cards and conversation. I can't make this up. Okay? Because it's the 11th. Those two K's came to me. Kinda Kinky was the first time I seen them. Or no, Cassandra was the first time I seen them. I wish my first name was a K instead of a C. Because C is 3, though. So that makes sense. And the transformation would be the 11 to the K. It makes so much sense when your dreams start to reveal themselves. Or that inner knowing speaks to you. I see, I see, I see. Tweety Bird. Hey, Tweety Bird. Hey, Tweety Bird. There's so many people afraid of what I do. And one day they gonna know the truth. It ain't what they taught you to believe. It ain't scary. It ain't Hollywood. It ain't forced. It just is a conversation about the cars. That's all. July the 29th, 2007, 7-11-7. It's a bridge. It's your sevens willing to fall down across the moats so you can go either way. You can go out and go in, come in. You can go out the front door, across the front bridge. You can go across the back bridge. It was like that when I was a kid. You had to cross a bridge to get to people's houses because it was water flowing through. It was a bridge. I grew up under that. When we and you would be coming across those bridges, boom, 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 boom. That's how it sound. Tennessee Summers. That's one of my crowns too. Tennessee Summers and Baby Jab. I love those little parts of me because now I know where they are. I understand who Pizza Face was and how old she was. And she was in her Mercury. I understand when Baby Jap came around. She was in her Venus. She loved it. And she, Googie and Tom Coppola. Oh my God, when I seen that album, I had to have it. I love looking at George Clinton's albums and Bootsy Collins and the Brides of Funkenstein and all of that because it was Neptune to me. I could feel it. They was doing that's come on. Neptune got to grow stuff out the murk, out the dirt, the watery dirt though. And it could be some beautiful things, and I could see those things. That's why I love Prince. I love Prince. Always have. That's that Gemini. That's that Gemini. But I'm going to get off of here now. I'm going to say peace.